Welcome to the Wild Outdoors. You are watching Pennsylvania Backcountry. In today's show, Ken Hain explains doe building, and bass tournament angler Chris Simansky sets out for a wonderful fall day of fishing. That and so much more right here on today's episode of Pennsylvania Backcountry. Don't go away.
Welcome to Pennsylvania Backcountry. I'm Amy Miller. I'm sure most of you have already put your boat away for the winter and are now just sitting around watching football. Well, Chris Simansky of Butler isn't your normal fisherman. We join Chris today for a nice fall day of fishing.
Hi, I'm Chris Simansky. I brought you guys up to the Allegheny River today. We're going to go up and do some late fall fishing for smallmouth bass, and hopefully we can get on a few nice smallmouth. We'll just get out on the river and wait to see what happens.
That's fish. Oh, it's a good one too. That's a beast.
That's what fall fishing's all about right there. It's about 4.5, 4.75 pound smallmouth.
Yeah,
fish. Only get them one time a year.
Put them back. Oh, yeah.
That's what I come here for. Water temperature's 45 degrees. We're here by ourselves.
I'm a big fisher buddy.
The 9th of November, Indian summer day. Fish a bite. Everybody else is sitting home watching fishing on TV, and I'm here doing
it. Oh, come on in. Oh, oh. Come on. Come on, three times. Come on. Come on, baby, come on back.
I know that tube just jumped 6 feet, and I know you're cold, but you come back and eat it again. Coming through the Weight Watchers Club. Looking for a big fish. Come on. Come on, fish. You miss a lot of fish this time of year. They're just not real excited. They're like, I'm cold. But I'm gonna eat that anyway just because I'm huge. Just a little crawdad. Coming into your house. Down the chimney. Across the living room floor. right beside the TV. Come on. Right onto the coffee table. Right into the popcorn dish. Oh, come on, fish. Oh, yeah. They knew you were looking at it in the popcorn dish. Oh, man. It couldn't stand that thing in your popcorn dish. Hey! Come here. Oh, yeah. Look how black that one is. He's like, hey. Get out of my popcorn dish. Three pounder. That's big fish. That's big fish in anybody's book. And I've only been here for 20 minutes. Nice fish. Look how black he is. Just been sitting down in that deep water. Or he's been up shallow. Lighter they are. The deeper they are, the darker they are, they were shallow and then they moved deep. You never fish too slow. Like today we're fishing with just 3.5 inch. That's a green pumpkin tube, a quarter ounce tube head in it, or lead head. It's got a 3-aught hook. And so we're fishing about 14 feet of water. Hoping to drag it by one and get one to eat it. So far I got two. I'm pretty happy with that. Only been fishing for half an hour or so. A little slow today, so I probably missed, I don't know, 10 at least. I had one on, it just bit the tail off. I said, I've just been, you just want to bump it slow, you know, just drag it. You got to feel you want to feel every stone on the bottom. Because it could be a fish sitting behind any one of them. Like that one right there.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. It's a big fish.
See? Just bumping along, just looking for the stones on the bottom.
Nice fish. Nice fish.
Whoa.
Nice one. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Come here, fish.
Oh man, that's a fish.
4-pounder, come here, 4-pounder. Oh, open it up. 8-4. 3 3/4. Yeah, that's been a deep fish. He's light colored. Got a few battle scars. Couldn't stand it. Get a battle scar. We'll get him back. Let him grow up a little bit more. Come back and get him back.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. I'm feeling good at all. That's exactly what I was doing. Just bumping. I felt it coming over a little stone. Hit another stone. Because that's all they do. He just kind of, just like a really light tap. Walleye fishermen know what I'm talking about. Walleye, they just hit it and they just barely, it's just, you're just fishing for weight, really. You just feel a little tap and then it gets heavy. That's about all the better of the bite that you're going to get in. You just feel it come over a rock and there was a fish laying behind it and he just ate it. He's like, I'll take that. That's mine. I'll get back up here and get another. Well, we're back in the ramp. We just got off the lake, off the river here, and we had a pretty good day. Caught quite a few nice smallmouth. We went out. We did what we were going to do. We went to fish deep. We threw the green pumpkin tubes on quarter ounce weight. We just got to fish it really slow. Just be real methodical. You know, just bump it. You don't want to pull it too fast. And just feel for the bite. There's just a couple things you gotta look for. Just look for the rocks. Look for any kind of indifferences on the bottom of the river. The biggest thing is find the rocks. Usually when you find the rocks, it's a little bit deeper. You know, today we stayed and caught our fish in about from 12 to 20 feet of water is what we caught our fish in today. Hopefully if you guys decide to come out and try this, and hopefully it works out for you too. And thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
The Wild Outdoors right here on Pennsylvania Backcountry. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.